Gemara begins on the top of Yudalet Omer Aleph. We mentioned in the Mishnah about these five items that a Jew is not allowed to sell to an idolater. The first one is this itstroblin. So the Gemara asks, "My itstroblin, what is this item?" Ternisa, Rashi says it's a type of cedar tree. So the Gemara asks, "Urminhu?" They're going to challenge this assertion that an itstroblin is a cedar tree. Hosifu alein alachsin vitstroblin. These are all items that are additional items that are subject to the laws of Shemitah. And our focus is on itstroblin for now. The isal k'daitach itstroblin tornisa, if the assumption is that an itstroblin is a cedar tree, tornisa mi'isa b'shvias, is a cedar tree something which is obligated on the Shemitah year? V'hatnan, or v'hatanya, ze'aklal, kol she'yeshlo ikar yeshlo shvias, v'chol she'enlo ikar enlo shvias. Anything which has a root has the laws of shvias accompany it, and if it doesn't have a root in the ground, then the laws of Shemitah don't apply. And this is something which she'enlo ikar, it doesn't have a root. Ela amar Rav Safra, so rather Rav Safra says, piri da'arza, itstroblin is not actually a cedar tree, but it's something which grows on cedar trees. And Rashi understands this as galant, which is generally translated as an acorn. V'chein ki asa ravin amar Rav Elazar, peri da'arza, it refers to the acorn. And that's what the Gemara concludes, that an itstroblin is an acorn, and an acorn is something that you're not allowed to sell to an idolater because they use that for idolatrous purposes. Now, just in terms of procedurally speaking, the Gemara is a little strange because a cedar tree certainly does have a yeshlo ikar, it does have roots. So the whole Gemara doesn't really make sense when you say it's a cedar tree and then what do you mean it has it ain lo ikar, ain lo shvias. So the Bertosos comes up with a different interpretation that in the Hava Mina, itstroblin was referring to a type of sulfur. But ultimately, everyone agrees in the Maskana that itstroblin is piri da'arza. Moving right along, benoshuach is something that you're not allowed to sell to an idolater. Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what is this benoshuach? Te'enei chivrata, white figs. Continues the Gemara. U petotros, you're also not allowed to sell an idolater petotros. Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bipitotrosehen shanu. So you're making a mistake. Pitotro is not something which is different from the itstroblin and the benoshuach. It's actually part of each of them. It is the stem. In other words, when the prohibition of selling an idolater in itstroblin, an acorn, or a benoshuach, or a white date, a white fig, that is only when you're selling it with their stem. If you're not selling it with their stem, then they're not going to use it for avodah zarah. The purpose is, as Rashi points out, is that they hang it. They hang it in front of the idolatry. So if you don't have anything to hang it with, if you don't have the stem there, then there is no prohibition of selling it to an idolater. So now again, as we mentioned before in the Mishnah, we're severely limiting the application. Now we're limiting it even further. Livona, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Shem ben Lakish, Livona Zaka. We're talking about frankincense, pure frankincense. Tana, and we taught, this is a general statement, now with regards to the names of the items, Umikulan Mochrin Lehem Chavila. As he mentioned in the Mishnah before, you can sell it in bulk, and these items, even though it's prohibited to sell them individually to an idolater, if you sell them in bulk to an idolater, it's not a problem. The assumption is that he's using it for business purposes, not for sacrificial purposes. The Kama Chavila, what is considered bulk? Perish Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Ein Chavila Pechusa Mishlosha Manin. That a Chavila is no less than three Manin, which Rashi says, Mishkal Shloshes Manin, that it's the weight of three Manin. I'm not exactly sure what that is and how that we can interpret that practically, but that's the idea. Buy it in bulk. So whatever you buy in BJ's or Costco, something like that, when it's a bulk purchase, that would be permissible to sell. Belechosh, Dilma, Azil, Umazbin, Lacharini, Umikteri. Well, hold on a second. Why would it be okay to purchase it in bulk? Maybe you're going to sell it to him, to the idolater, and then he'll sell them individually to another idolater who will use it for idolatrous purposes. Therefore, violating Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. The Be'azil Amodi. Amar Abaye, Alifnei Mifkadinan. We're commanded about Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. Alifnei Delifnei Lo Mafkadinan. We're not commanded about Lifnei Delifnei, meaning we don't need to take it a second step. Our only concern is giving it to one person who may use it to then worship idolatrous for idolatry. But to give it to one person with the concern that maybe he'll give it to another person who will then worship, that far we don't need to be concerned about.